Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, tech managers from Huntington Beach, California. We are in the beautiful October sun. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk about why you, yes, you need to stop right now. You need to stop applying for jobs. This is whether or not you're officially on the job market. You need to stop applying for jobs and you need to do it right now. I'm going to talk about why. I'm going to talk about the shifts I want you to make in order to make this happen. So grab a pen and paper, grab something to take notes with, and get ready to shift into what's possible in your tech career. Stay tuned. Hi, everyone. We are so grateful to be in Huntington Beach, California. We have made it to California. We have driven all the way from the Boston area, from New England, the so many thousand miles across the country, and it was not direct. It took us several months to get here, and we have made it to the West Coast. Our next stop is Hawaii. We're very excited about that, but we're definitely soaking up the Southern California sun and the Southern California vibes while we're here. And today's episode was actually inspired by a question that one of our newer clients recently asked us. And cutting right to the chase, what I want you to get out of this video today is I want you to stop doing what's not working. I want you to stop doing what's not working in your efforts to advance in your career. I know you want to advance in your career. I know you want to earn 200K or more as a technical manager. I know you want to stop working 50, 60, 80 hours a week. I know you want to have even more work-life balance in your life. I know you want to make even more of an impact than you already are. And I know that you're capable of that. And what's really, really important is you need to stop doing what's not working. Because if you keep doing what's not working, you're stealing your energy, you're stealing your focus, you're stealing your time, and you're stealing your own money. And all of those are being flushed down the toilet. There's some valuable resources that we have available to us, our time, our money, our effort, our energy. And I don't want to see you flushing any of that down the toilet. And so what we're here to do as your expert career coaches is to show you some of the ways that you're focusing, some of the things that you're focusing on that aren't working that you may not even realize that aren't working. And one of the main things that we see when clients start working with us, whether their goal is to be on the job market and to land something external, or whether they're looking for an internal promotion, so many of our clients come in applying for jobs. They keep applying for jobs. And one of the things that we talk about with our clients is we need you to stop doing that. And here's why. I'm going to dive into that just a bit in this video today. But one of our clients recently asked, as he's getting more and more clarity about this is what I want. I really do want to make more of an impact, earn more of an income, have more freedom in my life. Wait, you want me to stop applying for jobs? I honestly don't understand. This isn't logical to me. How am I supposed to upgrade my career if I'm not applying for jobs? So I want to make this really, really clear. Number one, stop applying for jobs. Do it today. Because look, I'm going to paint a couple of different scenarios here. There's a bunch of different scenarios where this is going to help you. So for those of you who are on the job market, it may seem like wackadoodle advice from a career coach to say, stop applying for jobs. We don't want you applying for jobs. You're not looking for a job at McDonald's, folks. You're not looking to work at The Gap. You're looking to land a position as a high-powered, highly influential, highly competent technical manager. And it's like, if you were to fully step into your power as a technical manager, this would make total sense to you. You don't apply for jobs. You use your network. You let people know what you want, and you evangelize your excellence, and that job will come to you. You don't desperately go online and go on LinkedIn or all the other ones and be like, oh, I'm gonna apply for this. Oh, I'm gonna apply for this. Oh, I hope they get back to me. I hope they get back to me. I hope that recruiter gets back to me. Oh, I hope they read my resume. I hope it gets through the resume filters. That is going into this process from a place of desperation, and that's not what we want, from a place of uncertainty. That's why it's not working, because you're rolling the dice. Simply going on LinkedIn or going on to the other sites and uploading your resume and clicking apply without talking to another human, that's rolling the dice with your career. You might as well take your paycheck and go to the nearest casino and like let it all ride at the craps table, or let it all ride on a hand of blackjack, because that's what you're doing. You need more certainty. You need more confidence that what you're gonna do doing is working. If you're just applying for jobs, even if they're the jobs that you really want, and most of the time, I find that when people are applying for jobs, it's so easy to do, because all you have to do is read the job ad and upload your resume and click a button. You're hiding behind the computer screen. It's so easy to do that, that people end up applying for jobs they don't even want. Check in, are you doing that? The jobs that you're going after, the jobs that you are putting your hard-earned time and energy and focus and, yes, money into, do you even want them? That's something to really check in on. But at the end of the day, you're not going to land a job. You're not going to earn the respect and the trust of the people who are looking to hire someone without networking, without really, truly building allies and leveraging the power of your network while you evangelize your excellence. And that's what we show our clients how to do. We give them a custom tailored plan how to do that. But what I want you to do right now, which is something that you can do before you reach out for help with this, is just stop doing what's not working. And applying for jobs is not working, because it's stealing your energy, it's stealing your focus, it's stealing your time, and it's stealing your money. Instead, focus on what you want. Focus on connecting with real humans, not the robots that are going to read your resume and just reject it. And focus on evangelizing your excellence. That is how you land a job on the job market. You need an ally anyway. They're not gonna hire you just based on your resume. They're not gonna hire you just based on a button that you clicked. So stop rolling the dice with your career. Now, for a lot of you who are, there's one scenario. Another scenario is there's some of you who are looking for an internal promotion, or you haven't really decided yet, do I stay or do I go? Do I stay in my current job and up-level that way, or do I go on the job market? And we know that if that's the boat that you're in, you're also applying for jobs. We hear it all the time. Oh yeah, I'm just kind of applying. I'm doing it passively. You know, if I see something that's, maybe it's interesting, I'll just click apply. The results that you get in life are a reflection of the effort that you put into them. So everything that is worth doing in life, including upgrading your career as a technical manager, is worth putting in that effort. So in other words, clicking on a button, uploading your resume, how much effort does that take? Nothing. So then are you really surprised that it's not working? Are you really surprised that that's something that isn't leading to results? It's the same thing, by the way, when if recruiters contact you. That's what we also mean by applying for jobs. For some people who we've talked to, recruiters will reach out to them, and every single recruiter who reaches out to them, even if it's a job that they don't really want, they say, yeah, cool, here's my resume. Why waste your time? Why waste your energy? Why waste your effort? Why waste your money? You're wasting your money there because that means it's going to take even longer to earn the raise that you're capable of getting. And you're flushing more money down the toilet every week because it's taking longer to get that raise that you deserve. So stop. What we want you to really do is stop applying for jobs and stop being kind of casually on the job market, because that's not going to lead to results. It's like, hey, where do you want to go today? Maybe the beach. Not really sure. I'm really committed to it, but I just want to maybe passively, maybe I'll just end up at the beach. And look, maybe you will, but also maybe you won't. And if it's not something that you really want, we do that a lot in life, and that's cool. You go with the flow. I am open to a spontaneous day. I am open to leaning into the synchronicities of the day and just to kind of see what happens. That's cool. And when that when you do that, you have to be okay with things kind of spontaneously and randomly happening. And while that's fine in your life outside of work, that's actually where I'd love you to be, is in that place of flow and leading into the spontaneity and the synchronicity. When we're talking about your career, when we're talking about your work, when we're talking about something that you really want, which is to upgrade your career, which is to land a promotion, which is to land a hell yes job, you cannot approach that passively. You cannot approach it passively. We didn't end up here because we approached it passively. And I mean here, physically. It was like, yes, we're going to Huntington Beach today. What turn do we take? Okay, we have to pay the $15 to park? No problem. And it's like we were committed to it and we made it happen. And also, we didn't end up here as experts at coaching technical managers. We didn't end up here as building a $1 million business, as having helped hundreds of technical managers build their version of their dreams. We didn't end up here by accident. And you didn't either. You didn't end up where you are because passively taking action. So stop doing what's not working. Stop passively applying for jobs. It's wasting your energy. It's wasting your time. It's wasting your focus. Put your focus, put your time, put your energy into what you really want and what actually works. And what actually works is building allies. What actually works is leaning in to the connections that you already have and evangelizing your excellence. That's what really works. And if you have any resistance to that, if you have any yeah buts to that, if you have any doubt or uncertainty or fear or lack of confidence that that is the way to do it, then that is what you get to work through. Clients tell us all the time, but I don't have a big enough network. I can't rely on my network to land a job. I only know one other person. And I've tried talking with that person and he hasn't even gotten back to me. He doesn't honestly care about helping me get a job. It's not gonna work. And then 2-3 weeks later, that person has built an amazing network and is very close to landing their dream job. It happens all the time. You may not have a network now. You may not have allies now, not yet. But that doesn't matter. What matters is what you're committed to building. It matters. That's what matters. I don't want to evangelize my excellence. I don't want to come off like someone who's greedy and is just trying to ask favors of other people without getting anything in return. What I want you to remember there is you are here to make an impact. You are here to change the world, one tech team at a time, one build at a time, one conversation with a team member at a time. You're here to change the world. You're here to make a massive impact. And you need others to join in your cause to do that. You cannot do it alone. That's why networking is so, so important. So stop applying for jobs. Stop applying for jobs because that doesn't work. Start networking. Start leaning into your ally network. Start building an even bigger ally network. And like we've talked about before, as I begin to wrap this up and the seagulls are circling us thinking we have food, but we don't. I want to remind you, you cannot jump into networking and building your allies until you know what you really, really want. And that's what's keeping some of you. You don't know what you really, really want. That's why you're passively on the job market. That's why you're applying for jobs. That's why you're resistant to doing anything else except hiding behind the computer screen and clicking go and crossing your fingers, praying to God, praying to whoever that it would actually work. Because you don't know what you really want yet, which means you don't know what you're committed to yet. So that's why you haven't taken the actions that are necessary to get what you want, because you don't know what it is you want. And we can help you with all of this. So if you're ready to finally get massive clarity about what you really, really want in your technical career, if you're ready to get massive clarity about what's really not working for you, I've talked about this at a very high level, but for you, there's something really specific. It's usually one or two, sometimes three super specific things that are specific to your context, to your team, to your career, to your family life, to your life in general, that are keeping you from getting to that next level in your career. If you're ready to get clarity around exactly what that is for you, then I want you to book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. When you go there, thepeoplestack.com/book, it's going to bring you to my team's calendar. Pick your time zone, pick a time that works for you, and then enter your name, your email, and your phone number. And then once you click submit, it's going to end up on your calendar. It's going to end up on my team's calendar. Consider it booked at that point. You're going to get emails. You're going to get texts to confirm it. And then all that I ask after that is that you be ready to show up to that conversation, to that career strategy session with one of my expert career strategists. It's going to be a Zoom call, audio only Zoom call, so that you can prepare. I want you to show up coachable. I want you to show up ready to answer their questions. They're going to ask you some really powerful questions that no one has ever asked you before about your career, because that's why you haven't gotten the clarity. People haven't asked you the right questions. We know the right questions to ask. Be open to getting to the truth around what's not working in your career and what you really, really want, where you really want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, then we're going to tell you, we're going to show you how. If we're not 100% confident, what we're going to do is we're going to give you action steps and we're going to help you get ready, so that you can then get to the stage where not only we're 100% confident, but that you're 100% confident that this is what's next for you in your career, that you are ready to transform your career in this. This is the exact action step. This is the exact game plan for you. We're ready to be your GPS. We're ready to guide you and show you the way, even through the inevitable bumps, even through the inevitable traffic that happens as you rise. As you rise in your technical career. But you have to show up. You have to take inspired, intelligent action. So the next action step for you, if you're committed to this, finally getting unstuck, so that you can finally stop doing what's not working, so you can finally stop throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, so that you can finally stop burning yourself out, tearing your hair out, wondering why you're not recognized. So you can finally stop all of that. If you're committed to that, book a call with my team. thepeoplestack.com/book. We look forward to talking with many of you. And the final note that I will leave you with is that you can have your dream. You can have your dream and the sprinkles and the cherry on top too. It's absolutely possible. We're on this epic road trip, and sometimes I have to pinch myself because it's like, yeah, this is happening, and it didn't happen by accident. You can't just hope and pray for a miracle that it's gonna happen, because that doesn't work. That doesn't work. You have to commit and take the action, and then that's when life starts to flow in your favor, and you start seeing all of the magic and the wonder and the abundance that's available to you. And that's what we want for you. Book a call right now. thepeoplestack.com/book. We're ready to serve you. We're ready to help you build your dream career. Bye from California. See you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.